Jess in with you this morning. Now, it's something that if you're new to the area, you may not expect to see, and that's lamb wandering around olive trees, but that's exactly what you'll find at Pukara Estate in the Upper Hunter. Dean Goodchild, the marketing manager at Pukara Estate, joins me this morning to tell us all about it. Dean, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for the call, Jess.
My pleasure. Now, tell me about the sheep that you have out at Pukara Estate.
So there are a range of predominantly Dorper lambs. And we've had them on the farm now for, I think, getting on 4 or 5 years.
And is this what, initially, 4 or 5 years ago, what prompted you to get the lambs out at Pukara?
It was a mix of need and opportunity.
Yeah.
We had a need to try and diversify our operation at the farm. And also, we saw an opportunity. So no one else was doing or running sheep and looking to kind of create a lamb-based product out of the Hunter that we knew of. So we saw that there was a chance for us to diversify into a bit of a greenfield opportunity, and so we took it.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. Lamb, olives, olive oil, all the good, yummy stuff.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The beauty of it is that it couples so well at an operational level as well. Mm. So there's a great deal of harmony in actually running the sheep in the same property and in the same space and amongst the olive trees. It helps us reduce things like tractor movement, so it actually assists us in running a sustainable operation.
That's awesome. So what are the other key benefits that you've seen over the last 4 or 5 years in running the sheep out there?
Look, it just brings something different to the region too. Pukara Estate really has built its reputation around quality, around being able to meet its obligations as a business, of course, so acumen. But ultimately we talk about flavour, being one of our real passions. And so you can imagine how coupling, great lamb and the flavour that it brings to the table alongside our existing oils, vinegars and gourmet condiments is something that pairs really well.
Mm. So where the sheep are on your property, it feels like a silly question, but do olives that drop off from the trees, do they end up like eating them as they're grazing along the grass?
They do, yeah. So, look, our grass-fed sheep are actually amongst the trees. They're nibbling on the lower branches. They're sort of taking some of those fresh shoots off where they can reach. And just as you've described, they are eating the olives that fall off the trees as we approach harvest as well. So our olive-grazed lamb, as we refer to it.
That's so cool. And I had one of your lamb roasts over Christmas, and you can taste a difference between your lamb from the lambs that have been wandering around those olive trees compared to, your average lamb roast that you'll buy at the shop.
Oh, look, that's, Jess, that's really, really kind of you to say, and it's certainly something that we strive for. It's all those little details.
Yeah.
It's the fact that they are being raised in an environment where they've got almost no pressure, well-fed, they are able to graze on the olives, and there is that difference in flavour that we feel like we can create. So, look, really pleased to be bringing something unique to the market.
Yeah. How many do you have out there? How many lambs at the moment?
Oh, look, it varies. We're constantly in a... look, as you can imagine, if you were talking to me 12 months ago at the end of a drought, or a little more than 12 months ago, we're in the drought, and there was very few head.
Yeah.
And then over the past year, we've had the chance to put a more substantial amount of sheep and lambs across our operation.
Yeah. And on that as well, you just mentioned the drought, of course, about 12 months ago, we had a whole lot of rain and things started to green up and look a whole lot better in the Upper Hunter. So the last 12 months, I imagine things would have been getting back up and running to what they were for you guys perhaps before the drought.
Yeah, they are. It's a really, I guess in farming, you never count your chickens before they've hatched, so to speak. But the things are looking really promising, both from a harvest standpoint, from actually having pasture that we can run the sheep on. And without that pressure, they're going to have, the happiest existence they can. And ultimately, it actually converts into the best flavour for the consumer at the table. So, it's all something that we're mindful of and just very thankful and trying to make the best of this opportunity while we have this weather turning and playing in our favour for a change.
Yeah.
As you also mentioned, the region is green and vibrant and actually is welcoming for tourists again, isn't it? When they're driving along, they're looking out their car windows to be staring at green pasture and a beautiful part of the world as opposed to what was sort of very dry and desolate for a period is welcoming for everybody.
Exactly. So, Dean, where can you get your hand on the Pucara Estate Lamb?
Look, right now, Pucara Estate Lamb is available in Scone from Lucky's Butcher. Equally, it's available right now across Newcastle and in the Hunter region via our partnership with Hunter Valley Premium Meats. So you'll find it in pubs and clubs, restaurants and other venues that serve quality food and, I guess, strive for the best product. Certainly ask for Pucara Premium Lamb. You might find that if it hasn't been mentioned on the menu, it may still well be that it is Pucara Estate Premium Lamb.
Yeah. That's awesome. And before I let you go this morning, Dean, I wanted to bring it up because every year as we get closer to Australia Day, Meat and Livestock Australia have their new lamb ad for the year and they nail it every time. We spoke about it earlier in the show. This year's is great.
Yeah, look, those guys just don't miss. I get a laugh out of them every time. There's so much Americanism in their approach and they seem to be able to get away with murder. I guess they slice it fine enough that you know, they're willing to tackle topics that so many of us would sort of we cringe a rafe on. But look, as you know, this most recent one's fantastic, isn't it? I mean, the whole idea about walls, you know, walls dividing the Australian states, you know, having fun and poking fun at Australian politicians in their absence when we might need them, all this kind of stuff. They're brilliant, and obviously they tie together with this. This idea of lamb being a dish that we can all enjoy. So they're very, very good. And yeah, it's nice to have, so, you know, I guess an organisation like that putting content out that you can then enjoy as a business too. So
exactly.
Fantastic.
Well, make sure you get your hands on some Pucara Estate Lamb for Australia Day. Dean, it's been an absolute pleasure catching up with you this morning. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Jess.